Good evening, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here, and it's the 20th of November 2012, which means it's the 20th day of Audio Mo. It's been quite an interesting day today. I was awoken to a huge crash this morning at 1:30, and ordinarily, every now and then, we get some mortar detach itself from the chimney, and you can hear it rattling its way down. But this morning at 1:30, it was the most almighty huge crash, and it basically sounded like the chimney was falling in. I didn't want to get up and wake anyone else up in the house and go outside and check, so I thought it can wait until the morning. And I was awake for quite a while after that, thinking about mines, and I dreamt about being down a mine and it caving in. It was just a really strange noise. And when I woke this morning, I went downstairs and I was expecting to see loads of masonry on top of the fireplace there, but there was nothing. And when I looked outside, the chimney was intact, so I'm not quite sure where that was. Anyway, when I got to work, it became a lot more interesting. I started telling people about the project that I was doing on Audio Boo and the project for Audio Mo of learning more about local history. And where I work, it's near a place called Summercoats in Derbyshire, and I work for a company that's based on an industrial estate called Coates Park. And just down the back of where I work, we've got a pond system. It's called Pennytown Ponds. I'd always thought that that must have had something to do with some sort of pits or colliery or mines. And I struck up a conversation with one of the engineers here. And he said, hold on a minute, and he went upstairs and came back with some maps, and basically a map of the area from 1971, before the place where I work now was built. And it basically showed where the old mine was here, where the old colliery was, and it was the Coates Park Colliery. And where I'm standing now, I'm looking over towards where the old mine shafts were, and basically history is right under my feet at all times while I'm at work. I'm literally, I say it a lot, a stone's throw, but I'm just gonna climb up the fence now, but right next door to where I work and behind some of the existing factories, some of the older factories, there is some waste ground. I'd always thought, and I'd always been told that, oh yeah, it's just a disused mine shaft, etc., etc., but I was never really that interested in finding out more. But today, we've been looking on a lot of these old maps from the 1970s, and then some later ones, and it marks on the old mine shafts, and it also tells you where was open casted, and literally where I'm stood now was once open casted. And I've done a little bit of research on the internet as well, but I can't really find anything about the Coates Park Colliery. I've seen a few pictures and I've seen a few references when people are asking about members of the family and their family trees. But it's a bit of a mystery at the minute. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the local library and see what I can find out there. But it was great to see these old maps. Original maps from when the factory I'm in now, or work in now, was first built. When they first drew up the plans for the place, these original maps. It was great to, like, hold something from then and just see the little sketches that are on it. And it was great. And everyone was really interested in what I was trying to do with Audio Mo and Audio Boo and the local history project. And they've asked me what I've done already, and I told them about the boos that I did about Butterley Engineering and Cromford Canal, and people have just been firing loads of info at me, and I've written it all down, and there's some great stories from people who have lived here all their lives and can remember this whole place before it was built, this whole industrial estate. And it's such a great thing. I'm so pleased that I took it upon myself. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I'm so pleased that I took it upon myself to learn more about local history during November. And one of the things that I did manage to find on the internet, I'll quickly read to you now. and it's basically a story of a disaster that happened at the Coates Park Colliery in 1858. It basically tells a story of five men who were about to come up from the pit, and it says here, the engine man then began talking to another person as he was raising the men out of the pit and not noticing the shaft. And instead of stopping the engine, he allowed the cage to go on and to the top of the pulley. It did not know, or did not then know, until he heard the shouts and cries of the men. And basically, a few of them fell out of the cage, and a few of them were squashed by the cage, and two guys actually died. Literally 100 yards from where I'm stood now. And in the future, in the next few days, hopefully, I'm going to jump over this fence and go and find the top of these mine shafts. Okay, that'll do for now.